Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton faced off in the first presidential debate of the season. Here it is in 3 minutes. They were both terrible in their own unique ways. Trump talked a lot about law and order and touted New York City's rights-violating stop and frisk policy.
We have to bring back law and order. Now, whether or not in a place like Chicago you do stop and frisk, which worked very well, Mayor Giuliani is here, it worked very well in New York, it brought the crime rate way down.
Of course, crime rates were going down before stop and frisk, went down during stop and frisk, and have continued to go down after New Yorkers' right to walk down a sidewalk without being intimately touched by an armed agent of the state was restored. Clinton's response was to point at guns.
We've got too many military-style weapons on the streets. In a lot of places, our police are outgunned.
Despite the fact that gun violence is also at an all-time low nationwide. Most people watching the debate are going to remember where the candidates disagreed. But to libertarians, perhaps the more disturbing areas are those where the candidates are in agreement. Even though Trump talked a big game about debt reduction.
We owe $20 trillion, $20 trillion in debt. We're a debtor nation.
Both agreed that we just don't spend enough.
Let's have paid family leave.
Trump tried to outdo Hillary's $30 billion a year family leave government mandate.
As far as child care is concerned and so many other things, I think Hillary and I agree on that.
With his own family leave plan and other spending proposals that would increase the debt by $11.5 trillion over 10 years. Unlike Trump, Clinton acknowledged the possibility that international trade is a good thing.
Well, I think that trade is an important issue. Of course, we are 5% of the world's population. We have to trade with the other 95%.
But after the primary campaign, both candidates now agree that the deals we have are killing us.
You want to approve Trans-Pacific Partnership. You were totally in favor of it. Then you heard what I was saying, how bad it is, and you said, I can't win that debate.
That is just not accurate. I was against it once it was finally negotiated.
Leaving nobody on stage to defend the principle of free trade.
If you're too dangerous to fly, you are too dangerous to buy a gun.
The most egregious area of total agreement was on the issue of gun rights and government lists.
Pass a prohibition on anyone who's on the terrorist watch list from being able to buy a gun in our country.
I think we have to look very strongly at no-fly lists and watch lists. And when people are on there, even if they shouldn't be on there, we'll help them. We'll help them legally. We'll help them get off.
Once again, Americans didn't get a chance to hear a principled argument about individual rights, the Constitution, and due process. While the debate had its fair share of strange and entertaining moments.
I call it trumped up. Trickle down.
I will release my tax returns against my lawyer's wishes when she releases her 33,000 emails that have been deleted. As soon as she releases them, I will release my tax returns. And that's against my lawyers. They say don't do it.
American voters were cheated out of a full debate that represents the true diversity of political thought and opinion that exists in this country. Instead, they got what they almost always get. The chance to choose between two bad candidates.